Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, live at Klein's, where if you walk in, get drink tickets.
Yep.
If you buy $50 worth, you get the jewelry, dinner for two at Damaris, and a dozen roses. That's wow. All you got to do is go in there, spend $50, and you are set with here at Klein's.
That's a hell of a deal.
That is.
We've got you covered on the food front. Glenn Sweet Miller from Raging Bull Tailgaters, they've already put a significant dent in the food he's brought, his cracked chicken and his pulled pork. But we got you covered now. One of the guys who's a longtime listener, I just know you as Cobos Q, barbecue guy. What's give people your real name?
Raul Jacobo, but okay. I go by Cobo.
So Cobo said, hey, I'll come out and hit you with the barbecue. So he came out. Now, you're a pretty cool story because you were doing barbecue and then you decided, I think I'm pretty good at this. My friends tell me I'm pretty good at this. I want to open up a spot. You're one of those, that's like kind of the American dream. You say, I think I'm pretty good at this. Let me give it a shot. And you opened up in the Atascocita area, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, that's pretty much how it worked. I mean, I would just do it just to help friends out. Hey, man, you know, we're having a party. Can you come out here? Can you do this? Can you do that? And
can you then come through with the brisket?
Yeah. And so.
Very nice.
I realized I had a gift. So
man, this is
unbelievable.
Thank you.
And you know what? So how do you. So I follow you on Instagram. So people can go to your brick and mortar. You've got a shop.
We're actually not open yet due to permits, but we will be open January, mid-February.
Okay,
we finally cut through some major red tape that's taken us a year to get through.
Yeah, opening up food places, it can take a long time. Well, thanks for coming all the way out from the Atascocita area to feed our listeners because I can tell you they're going to love this. You're about to get it rolling. One of the things I personally like, I follow you on Instagram too. The food shots are like food porn. It's like barbecue porn. The videos of him opening up his smoker and there's all these briskets and ribs in there. But you're friends with Paul Wall, who, yes, you know, we're hoping Bun B comes out today, but you're friends with Paul. Like,
and
Paul's
Dallas
just out
Keuchel
eating barbecue with you all the time. He's got the kind of look. But how are you and Paul friends?
We're good, man. I actually met Paul. I mean, Paul's like one of the most down-to-earth people you'll ever meet.
He is.
I was actually at an event, and he walked over to me, and, you know, he started tasting the food. He started asking me questions, and he just said, here, man, take my number. And, man, I mean, I've done several of his album release parties. I've done several events for him. We've done several toy drives and back-to-school drives and so forth, man. I mean, we're he's very, very down-to-earth, man. Good people.
Hey, well, listen, man, thank you so much for bringing the food out here. Cobos Q, so on Twitter, if they want to hit you up, at Cobos Q, right?
Yes, sir. Instagram as well, same thing.
Instagram. I would follow on Instagram because you get the
thank
food
you,
shots.
Man.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Food
thank
is phenomenal. You. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Raul Jacobo.
Hey,
Jacoby.
Nice job. Hey, Cobo.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great
Cobo,
job.
We appreciate you. So, hey, guys, the barbecue, they're finishing up right now. The brisket sandwiches are going to be ready here in just a second. A couple of Sith Lords
are here.
Just got to the show. our old friends Chank are here. Chance McClain.
Chance and
Frank Bullington.
All right.
And
Sith Lords.
By the way, did you see what's on the back of his left calf?
Yeah. Double rods.
It's a double
rods
tattoo.
Yeah, Mark has got double rods tattoo. And he wants to know what's the next one he should put on there. Hey, Chance, help him out. Frank. He wants another. He's got the double rods tattoo. He needs another one. I said the silhouette of the John and Lance T-shirt.
That's pretty good.
Well, that would be cool.
That's pretty good.
That would be sweet. Hey, if you're – okay, come here,
Mark. Here's what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't get a silhouette of anybody who plays for the Rockets that's not James Harden because you get traded about every year to 2 years.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get Rockets silhouetted
you
on you because that could be gone.
Oh, yeah. All right, I just gave Mark a DVD – of the World Series champions.
Yeah.
Come here, John, get one. A DVD, World Series champions. Craig Larson set us up with this. the World Series documentary, available on DVD and Blu-ray, combo pack, digital copy for Major League Baseball, and Shout Factory. It started December 5th. It's the perfect gift for every Houston Astros fan. It is the DVD of the Astros and documentary of their season right here on DVD, expertly edited from hundreds of hours of original, breathtaking, high-def footage. The 2017 World Series documentary captures all the highlights. This is something. Where is she that said?
Jill. Jill Reese.
Yeah.
I think she's already got it because she said she cries every time she sees highlights.
Every time she sees
I think Jill already has one, I think.
Jill already has one? Come on up. I got another
there
DVD.
She is. Jill, do you have this already? Do you have the
document?
Since you were there for the 100 lost seasons, you already have it, right?
You already have it.
Are you kidding me?
Look at her.
Like, she doesn't have the she didn't have the documentary?
Blu-ray. She's got Ultra 4K.
All right. Anybody who wants the documentary, the DVD, right here.
Well, I mean, that's obvious.
Come here.
You should throw it out.
There you go. You got it.
There you go. You're the one who yelled the loudest.
Yeah. You yelled the loudest, so we appreciate
you.
Extraordinary memento, certain to thrill Astros fans. We got more that we'll give away here in the coming. You're walking away with something if you come out here today.
Here's what we're about to get going in just a second, by the way. We're about to, and now, you know, there's cars out here, so it is what it is. But we're about to get our old famous one-on-one. It's also kind of like a combine here, only with people vomiting at the end. And because it's like a combine, we've got our quarterback, Thomas Clay. He's our annual quarterback who comes out here. We are going to have our one-on-one drills next, which are wide receiver versus cornerback.
Yes.
So we're going to go out here in the parking lot, and we're going to start seeing. And I'm going to analyze, like I watch the tape, the NFL tape, the draft tape.
Right.
I'm going to start to see what kind of prospects we have.
Will you write them up for their own personal or for any bartender?
Well, what
that
I'm going
to do.
Here's what we'll do. We'll get video of it, and then on the website, I will do a write up of what I see.
Nice, for sure. And there's our quarterback, Coach Clay.
Yeah.
He's going to be here. He's here.
Hey, Coach, put that Coors Light, put that Battle Red Kool-Aid down. We're trying to throw accurately. My man's going to be spraying it all over the place.
And he's got his Steelers hat on. He's ready. He's ready for the Steelers this week. All right, so let's do that next. Let's do some corner and wide receiver one-on-ones.
Well, let's see. Yeah, let's see what we have here in terms of cover corners because, frankly –
It looks like mostly linemen.
We're a little ragged in the secondary for the Texans. So maybe we find Rick's pretty good at finding street free agents, right?
Well, let's find it during the break.
And there's nothing but street free agents here.
That's truly street free agents. Live at Klein's, 5868 West Timer. If you're not here, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Get on over here to Klein's and take advantage of just $50. You walk in there, he gives you a drink ticket to Knicks. You walk in there, buy $50 worth of jewelry. He gives you the dinner for two over at Damaris and a dozen roses.
This guy's walking out already.
So let's go. You know, get on over there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow. A Saints ball signed by
Sean Payton and,
Mark Ingram. Who's a Saints fan here? Sorry.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to ask you one question.
Saints fan?
Name one wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints. Don't turn anywhere. Don't tell her. Name one wide receiver.
Thomas. Who? Yes.
Thomas who? What? Michael Thomas. Okay.
Blake just told her.
Blake. Okay. She had Mark Ingram as a running back on fantasy.
Because she loves him. Because she loves Mark. Hey, you did
pretty
well
with
Mark
Ingram. No, hold on. Now, before you walk off of that football, I'm going to say a first name. You say a second name. Alvin. Kamara. All right. All right. You win the football. That's good. That's fine. You're a Saints fan or just a fantasy
owner. Hey, listen. Hey, this is a highlight for her. Her husband takes her to Trailer Wheel and Frame for a date, okay? So that she got
a football. That's a cute little couple, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he won the onside kick.
Yeah. No, that's a hustler. Well, you didn't know that guy's a hustler? He got on the ground for the ball's bouncing all over the place. We'll have that footage. I really thought that was going into the street. I thought somebody was going to get hit.
You know what he doesn't need?
He's good on the testosterone front. But if you're not, if you didn't get on the ground after that kick to start it off, you're like, I don't know, I'm just too tired to get on the ground. How about Men's T Clinic? Go to MensTClinic.com. You can check out your testosterone level and see, is it where it needs to be? I'm always fatigued. I'm always tired. I'm never willing to bleed for a pair of diamond earrings for my wife. Then maybe you have low testosterone. You would join over 33% of the population over the age of 40 if that were the case. And sometimes it happens even before the age of 40. So to go get tested, you go to my friends at Men's T Clinic. You always see a provider. It's not just people who come in with no names and just give you the treatment. You're always going to see an actual provider. And at Men's T Clinic, they run labs on you. They check and make sure your levels are where they're supposed to be so you get the optimal benefits from getting your testosterone level back to where it used to be. Get back to being the real you by going to Men's T Clinic. Two locations here in the Houston area with two more opening soon. One is in the Cypress area. The other location is at 1801 Durham and I-10. It's MensTClinic.com. Call them today, 713-568-1175.
Welcome back live at Klein's. How about Klein just handed me this, signed by George Springer, cousin. He goes, yeah, this was signed by George Springer's cousin, Springerstein or something. What? All right, it's a nice shirt, though. It's a World Series shirt, but unfortunately, it's George Springer's cousin. We also have a Madison Bumgarner and Hunter Pence hat, a San Francisco hat. This is nice. All right? Man, this is unbelievable, all this great stuff that we've got out here. Live at Klein's, 5868. If you're not out here, you're not winning something because everybody's leaving with something today. So we got five guys with basketballs right in front of us. It's Eric, Levi, James, Coach Clay, and David. And they're all going to dribble with one hand. And they got to swipe the ball from the other. The last guy dribbling, you can't lose your dribble. The last guy dribbling is going to win this giant ticker from ticker.com. You put it up in your, and I hate to say, what is it? Man cave. In your sports den. You put it up in your sports den, you get a year of free ticker. A year of free ticker with the ticker if you can dribble, like I just did. If you can continue to dribble and not get it stolen from you. So let's go. Ready? That's in 3, 2, 1, go. All right, you got to dribble and you got to swipe the ball away. Oh, you're done, Levi. Beat it. All right, David, keep dribbling. Oh, Coach Clay. Oh, James has done David and Levi. Nope, you guys are out. David and Levi. Let's go. Oh, you're out. And Eric wins. No. David and Eric are left. Oh. All right, you win, Eric. David, you quit like James Harden in game 6. What the hell? That was
No. That was James Harden against the Warriors 3 years ago when he had 12 turnovers. That was that elimination, James.
Stop, David. You just get it up. Oh, cool. What? And he swiped.
And you know what time? You know what time it is now. I had to wait because one of the competitors is actually our all-time quarterback. You know how when you're a kid you play all-time quarterback when you have like an odd amount of players, so one guy has to be all, and it's usually a big brother sort.
It's usually the guy who can throw.
Come on. That's our all-time quarterback. Now, this is like number at least 2 of the Battle Red Kool-Aids, and I think he had one of your Blue Mountains to start with. So, like I said, accuracy and ball placement could be an issue here.
Well,
but he's our quarterback. He was he's an actual coach. You're a high school coach, right? We're not going to blow you up then since we said you got all this Battle Red Kool-Aid. We won't even say your name. We'll just say your coach drinks.
Well, let's clear out and do it right in here, Lance. No, let's do it right in here. So we can
we might be able to do that.
We'll clear out.
I think Jason's Deli will like that if we're throwing post routes into their wraps.
No, let's go. All right, let's get it going. We got right. Okay, this is one-on-one coverage. We're gonna put you guys on the website and Lance will break it down. All right, go that way. Right there. All right. The family.
Kids, it's big brother versus little brother is the first up. Yeah.
First up. All right. And the winner, these kids are like 10, 11 years old. The winner gets a case of Coors Light. Let's go. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Love that. Okay. So it's big brother against little brother. And Lance, listen, whoever is going to participate, we're going to film it or shoot it. and we're going to put it on the website, and Lance is going to break down your form, how you run routes and how you cover. So let's get it going on right here. Let me stand on this thing so that I can see. Oh, look at Lance. He's got good back pedals nicely. Good coverage. Oh, but he lost him. You see? Look at that. Perfect. Lance, nice job. We're going to break you down in film, all right? All right.
What he did right there is he sunk into his route, showed good explosion coming out of his route, and created separation. That's what you want. And me, I'm tight-hipped, unable to move laterally. That's why I can't play corner. That's how that works.
Yeah, plus you're built more like a tackle. Okay. I didn't think you would be able to cover that 12-year-old. All right.
Nicole told me you were tight-hipped.
When did she tell you that, Frank? Frank Bullington is here. Chance is here. How you doing, guys? All right. I love the outfits. Are these Sith Lords? Or are they Wookiees? What are they?
Chance said, we got to wear cloaks. I go, okay, I got four.
You didn't know which one? All right, there's a nice route. He's throwing. Oh, a nice stop route. And he beat his brother. Are those brothers? No, oh, he can run a route. Yeah, okay, you got 4 seconds, though. Okay, we're not doing this for like, yeah. Yeah, okay? This is like flag football, 7-on-7. You got 4 seconds to throw, Coach Clay. Oh, look at Trey is going to run a route. This could take like, all right, Trey gets like a minute and a half to get open. Okay? Everybody else gets 4 seconds. He looks like a, okay. Now, back in the day, Jethro Tull, okay, all right, only he's a little heavier. And by a little, I mean really heavy. Okay? How'd you dare to tell me? All right, oh, he's going with socks on. All right, let's see if Trey can beat. Now, this is something, if you're not here, this is a sight to behold. It's Big Trey. All right, he's running a route. And, oh, wow, he gets open, and there's no chance he catches it. There was absolutely no chance he would catch that ball. Zero. Wide open, and right in his hands, dropped. Yes. All right. All right, now Trey's going to cover. All right, Trey. If you're not here, there's something wrong with you. You're on the dark side. But the dark side's here, too. All right, let's see. All right, this is Levi running a route and gone. Done. Trey's done. Touchdown. That was a nice ball, Coach Clay. Look at Trey still running. Trey, the play's over. I don't think he gets it. I don't think Trey understands football. Okay. All right, so good stuff. We're running routes out here. This will all be – it's on Facebook right now, right, on our Facebook page? Facebook Live it if you're not here. But that's stupid if you're not here. How about your Steelers? That was a nice call last week. Steeler Phil, how about your Steelers? You were competitive. Oh, that's nice. Now you just want to be competitive. That's nice. All right, here we go. We got another route runner. Levi's covering this time. Levi ran a nice route. Listen, you're not hurdling a huge bar running by Trey, okay? You're just not. Oh, incomplete. All right, good stuff out here live. We are live out here at Klein's Fine Jewelers. We're running routes. We want you to come on out and hang out with us. It is awesomeness. We're giving away something every single segment and some nice stuff, too. Nobody picked up the George Springer cousin jersey for some reason. But if you're looking for something like that, something signed by George Springer's cousin, then all you got to do is get on out here. We're at Westheimer and Fountain View. You'll see all the tents out here. You'll see all the people out here. You'll see Raging Bull tailgaters and Cobos Q. You'll see Coors Lights. You'll see Joe Buck almost getting hit by Michael because he can't see. And come on out and hang out with us here. And we're running routes right now. We're going to do pass protection drills coming up in just a little bit right here at Klein's Jewelers. I want to talk about our good peeps over at Texas Star Foods. They're awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. If you don't know Rick and Michelle, you need to go meet them. You need to get to 59 and Shepherd or 8905 Louetta and see what they're doing over there. the number of grills that, to choose from, not only just grills, entire outdoor kitchens that you could get as extravagant as you want. And you go, well, I'm very rich, and I don't know that I'm going to go to a grill shop. Yeah, if you're looking for the nicest stuff that you can possibly put in your outdoor kitchen, then you get over there. You get over there to Texas Star Grill Shop. TexasGrillShop.com. If you've never been there, it's unbelievable what they do. They've got all of the different grills. This is a great gift for Dad this holiday season. If he's looking for that grill, you've got an unbelievable selection at Texas Grill Shop. The best prices and free assembly and delivery. And they're doing it this weekend. They're so busy. We asked them to come out. They said, we're just swamped. So get on over there to Texas Grill Shop. Find out for yourself. Two locations in the city of Houston. TexasGrillShop.com.
All right, welcome back live at Klein's Jewelry. All right, we got, listen, how about this? What are we giving away? The Cushing Ball? The Brian Cush, courtesy of Acme, Party and Tent Rental, acmerental.com. John put up the tent here today. Awesomeness. We got a Joe Buck pinata because everybody hates Joe Buck. The shoes, what? It's overinflated. The ball's overinflated. It's a Cushing ball. So, if you are able to break the Joe Buck, we're going to give you the Cushing ball. And oh, by the way, everybody, make sure Michael Vayner brought his take your picture here. Pick me events. It'll make you stand out. He's going to take a picture of you guys there. Look, you got people that want to take their picture and commemorate it. Oh, nice hit there, buddy. Didn't break Joe, but you guys can't break Joe Buck. So whoever breaks it is going to win the Cushing ball. So come on up, step right up, and take a swipe. How about, remember back in the day, Leonard used to call in. Where's Leonard? IU Leonard. He is the national senior free throw champion. National senior free throw champion. He used to call in with Indiana University takes for us that no one cared about except Leonard because no one gives a rat's ass about Indiana basketball. But Leonard is out here today, and he's won a national championship in senior free throw shooting. State champion. Same thing. I don't care. So I got it wrong. And if you want to take Leonard on in free throw shooting, don't, because he'll kick your ass, okay? This guy right here doesn't look like it, but he will, all right? He will kick your ass. He's got his IU shorts on, and he'll kick your ass in free throw shooting. And Joe Buck is still alive. No one can break Joe Buck. Appreciate it, Leonard. Thank you for coming out. No one can break Joe Buck. Let's see if Levi can do it. Levi's participating in everything. All right, you going to do it? You want a Brian Cushing? Who doesn't want a Brian Cushing football that's overinflated?
Me.
Oh. He didn't even hey.
Do they have one where he's a cap casualty football where he signs like a contract on the way out or
no? They don't
okay.
They don't have one of those.
But maybe I'm just bitter because he blocked me on Twitter for no reason.
Well, maybe. Hey,
of course I don't follow him.
Why was he a captain the first week and then barely got in the field the second week?
Wow. Ooh. Dude, that guy
Levi really took it.
And
to
he
it,
turned the hips through it too. Yeah, like I mean, he took a good shot.
Yeah.
Joe Buck, much like your barbs and hatred on Twitter, he's just gonna shake your hater ass off when you try to hit him with this pinata.
Joe Buck ain't going down.
Mm-mm.
Ever. He's going to be sitting up there forever, just like he's on your broadcast.
How about our man right here thought the basketball goal was coming. He can't look at. He's got his basketball kicks on. He's won two, like, national championships, over 50 state championships. But which state? Texas?
He told me national, too, and then he changed it to state as soon as we went low.
And then it goes regional.
Yeah.
That's county.
So there's that. Everybody out here. I mean, there's got to be.
Did you
how
see
many
in
people,
the wide receiver
many?
Drill, by the way?
Yes.
One guy fell.
Fell? Yeah. How awesome.
It was unfortunate. You got to backpedal. You got to get your feet off the ground. Well, it's harder than you think.
Will you break it down for him?
Going backwards is, when we get the video?
Yes.
Josh is going to have the video.
And pass pro drills are coming up. See if you can pass protect. We've had blood, and we had a broken arm, right?
We had a broken wrist before.
A broken wrist, yeah. We had a broken wrist
That's
out
when
here
it
before.
Was raining, though, and somebody's pad levels got too high. If you stay low in a leveraged position, you're less likely to get planted on the ground. That's how that works.
Oh, my God. He hit it so hard, Joe Buck didn't break, but the Klein sign did.
Mm-hmm.
That's how hard he hit that.
Hey, so what are you doing for – do you guys have any traditions for Christmas that y'all do?
Yeah, drive 4 hours to Louisiana.
Oh, is that part of it?
Yeah, that's what we
do. Do the kids
that's
have to go?
Everybody does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fun tradition.
Yeah, that's a great tradition.
We go to dinner. So we started going – we started this in 2002, the first year that me and Nick got married. And we would go to Trulux. And that was when Mike Armstrong, our friend Mike Armstrong, was there at the Trulux, right? So we'd go every single year. We'd go, and it was just me, her, and Drake. Then before you knew it, it was me, her, and Alec, but he was just a little baby. And we only missed 1 year when she had
was she pregnant?
Yeah, it had to do with the birth? Yeah, it had to do with the pregnancy.
It's amazing so, that's only 1 year with all your gaggle of children.
Yeah, and you know what? It might have been when Alec was born. I'm not sure that we missed. But anyway, we did miss 1 year.
You go to Trulux every year?
Yeah, every year. Now, as you probably know, they move locations. Price points got a little higher.
A lot.
Kids started eating more.
Right.
I started getting charged, I think, like every time they got a Shirley Temple, I got hit.
Yeah.
And it got to the point 2 years ago where I saw the bill. I'm like, oh, this tradition is over. This tradition is over.
We're going to find a new tradition.
We're going to find a new tradition.
At Damaris Barbecue.
Where the price point is a little bit more reasonable. And the kids loved it. So we went to my friend, the chef over at Pass and Provisions. We went to the provision side, and they really, really liked it. But then my wife got a gift card for Joe Buck. So she got a gift card for Trulux, so we're going again. But it's like a $250 gift card. I'm thinking.
That ain't going to cover that.
1 year reprieve. No, it's not. 1 year reprieve. We're going back to Trulux. Yay. They get to wear jackets. But Snacks is such a rascal. He starts off with the jacket. But then it's just like no telling what's going to happen at the table. And I did tell him one time there was a maitre d' who would kick everyone out of the restaurant if they saw him acting stupid, like I was lying to him, trying to scare them into submission. And they were scared earlier. And now it's like, let's see what happens if he comes. Like, what are y'all challenging?
Oh, that would be a great story, Dad.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you challenging my life? But it's a lie. So there's nothing I can, you know, they're waiting to see if someone comes. I'm sorry, sir, you're not going to be able to.
Oh!
This guy spent 40 seconds trying to time the pinata. He was poking around, feeling for the soft spot. He tried to take the head off.
Swung and he missed.
Hey, we may have to switch bats now.
Yeah.
Hit him in the hair plugs. Did you know the story on him?
Yeah.
The hair plug.
He was obsessed.
And then it caused his vocal cords to screw up.
What a dumbass.
But how do you get a hair plug and it screws up your vocal cords?
I don't know. Ask Mark Vandermeer.
Mark doesn't have hair plugs.
Oh, I don't know.
Stop.
He had a vocal cord problem.
Just stop. That's acid reflux. I had that too.
Oh, that was a good shot, Levi.
Joe Buck ain't going down. No, I'm not sure this bat is going
to
cut it.
No. Joe Buck refuses to go down.
Yeah.
He'll take all of your hits, Houston. No matter how much you hate him, Astro fan, he's not going down. He's not going anywhere.
So speaking of the Astros for 1 second, are you expecting anything else to happen?
No.
Offseason wise, is Darvish just kind of? Are you just kind of just?
I think they're full up on. I think Rondon might be a guy that they look to because he throws so hard and his strikeout rate is so high.
Uh-huh.
I think they might go. You know what? If Giles doesn't work out, and you know what? Giles is fine during the regular season. He just, you know what? It was the postseason. Giles is, and I think all of them believe in Giles. And
when you get banned from the team in a World Series, how much do you really believe in a guy? He had to be banned.
He had to, though. And so did Devo. He couldn't put Devo in again. And Devo was
an
all-star.
You're just not a closer I believe in if your own team banishes you in the biggest moments.
They didn't banish him. They just said, you can't pitch for us anymore. That's all.
But
it's
next
not like
year,
they said, go to Siberia.
But next year, we think you're going to dominate.
Well,
but it's just here in the World Series that we're a little worried about.
Well,
you know what you get paid for.
But didn't he wear out? Maybe he wore out.
Uh-uh.
Maybe he was tipping his pitches. Uh-oh. Do you ever think about that? You want to
Zerline kids are here now.
You want to look, the Zerlines are here. Where's Snacks? Come here, Snacks. Get some food. Come here, get some cookies. What's up, Snacks? How you doing, pal?
Go hit that pinata. See what you can do. See if you can do some damage.
Alec, what's going on, pal?
That's Mason.
Oh, Mason?
You haven't seen him for a while. It's been a while.
Holy crap.
You don't even know. Yeah, no. No. He's the one who has three game-winning shots and, like, acts like nothing even happened.
Really?
Get excited about something. Snacks will be like a mad dog on that thing. Yeah.
So if Snacks has a game-winning, he'd be like.
No, Mason has had three buzzer beaters. At the age of 11, he has three buzzer beaters. And after he hits them, he just walks off the court. It's just
nothing.
That's
what I'm supposed to do.
Can I go play Minecraft now?
It's what I'm supposed to do, okay? What?
I'd like to.
Why is everybody making
is?
A big deal out of it? It's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what he
said.
I make
game-winning
jumpers. Act like you've been here before.
So, guys, we're going to be doing this until 11 here, and then after that the party is going to move
to
Nick's place.
And anybody who walks into Klein's gets a Nick's place drink ticket, and if you spend $50 at Klein's, just 50, then he's going to give you Damaris dinner for two, and he's going to give you a dozen roses. Just walk in and get a drink ticket. That's all you got to do, guys.
So my wife just called me a dummy. She said, it was with Madi that we couldn't go. My daughter, who's the youngest, she said, it was with Madi, you dummy. I had her a week before Christmas. Yeah, it all runs together. When you have this many kids.
Well, don't you know when the kid's birthday is, though? Antonio Cromartie.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That does make sense.
Don't you know?
Yeah, now that I think about it, I only have one in December. Yeah, I did pull a total Cromartie there. I Cromartie the hell out of that
you
one.
You did Cromartie. Yeah, I hope you don't have three-year-olds from different women.
I don't need that heat.
No.
I get enough heat from one.
That's all you need. All right, let's take a break. Live at Klein's Jewelers. Joe Buck ain't never going down. This could take the whole show.
We're going to have to let people start doing karate kicks.
We're
going
to have to bring this to Nick's place.
This guy turned into karate kicks or something.
Let's go. Yeah, how about just walking up and punching him in the face? That you could do. Yeah. Hey, let's get Mark out here. Mark Klein, where's Mark? Let's get him out here because we want to talk about Klein's Jewelers. Can you get anybody get
let's
Mark?
Let's just take the blindfold off. I mean, blindfold on or off, you're not going to be able to knock that thing down.
No. All right. Oh.
See?
No. There's nothing you can do.
That's like hitting with
that's a
fly
like made spot. Of steel. That's pinata made of steel.
So not only is Mark John giving people great offers with John, he's also responsible for a lot of the additional. We just gave away a hat with Madison Bumgarner on the graph. And who else?
Maybe it's
and George Springer's cousin.
And George Springer's cousin. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Gary Springer.
No, Jorge. All right, let's talk about what's going on here today at Klein's.
You know, it's so good to have you guys back. It's been 6 years. And, you know, so many people out here that from before, like Chance and Frank.
Uh-huh.
And all the guys. It's fantastic. You know, we love having you guys here. ESPN 97.5 and the listeners. John and Lance listeners. That's what it is.
You were here late last night with all the listeners.
It's just John and Lance listeners. That's it. John and Lance listeners. You know, John, I have that problem with my phone.
Right. That's right. So now you got a problem.
So I might as well have it with the mic.
Right. Exactly. So what are you doing for the people today because you're running out of time for Christmas?
Yeah, we got 3 days left. 3 days left.
Will you be here Sunday?
We're going to be here Sunday all day until 4 o'clock or when everybody leaves. Leaves me alone. I'll do it until the end.
So what can people expect this weekend from you?
So we do $50. You come in. We have jewelry to purchase. Get her something. She's been taking care of you all year long. So $50 gets you a dozen roses from River Oaks Plant House and dinner for two at Damaris Barbecue. And you also get a drink to go down to Nick's place. So you got $50, gets you jewelry.
Dozen roses.
Gets you drunk. Get you some food and get you some roses.
How about that? All that right now going on. But this is going on. You're
this
taking care of people all weekend.
All the way until Sunday until you got to, you know, you have to get something. So you might as well come here and get it from
Klein's. How about coming and getting a bench t-shirt as well?
I got bench t-shirts. We got all kind of stuff. George Springer cousin shirts. Anything that has to do with ESPN 97.5. We love having all the listeners out here all the time.
Let's go. Get here to Klein's, 5868 Westheimer. How about this? Have people been texting you your phone number?
All the time, every single day. Every time we do a commercial and we say text 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388. You can text us now and send me a picture. I'll quote you a price over the phone. As soon as you send me a picture, you're going to get a quote. It's going to be better than anywhere else in the city. Go to any mall store, whatever. Check the prices. anywhere it's going to be the best deal, just call Klein's Jewelry.
Klein's Jewelry, 5868 Westheimer. Come on out and hang out with us today. Get here before 11. Then we're heading over to Nick's place. But Klein, Mark is going to be here all weekend long. And he's giving away T-shirts right now. Who wants bench T-shirts? Get one over here. Unless you, hey, if you already got a T-shirt, let somebody else get one. No, you already got a bench T-shirt. Let somebody else get one. Dude, you're, hey, you already got a bench T-shirt. All right, come on. Hang out with us here. 5868 Westheimer's Klein's Fine Jewelers. All right, welcome back to Klein's Jewelers, 5868 Westheimer. Come on and hang out with us. How about this party, huh? It's like the old days, isn't it, Chance?
This.
Woo. Whoa.
A little hot there. Hot mic. This is a good party.
It is a good party.
This is
great.
You guys have done something special, man.
It really is great to be back together and have all of the old listeners. You see so many old faces that we've seen before. Dale, you should be here just reminiscing with the people. You would love it. Hey, how about this crap? Raheel comes here. He's got the Raheel and Dell shirt.
I saw that.
And when we first started, he made his own shirts at the underscore Raheel. Okay?
Yeah.
No, never has he ever promoted John and Raheel. It's just at the Raheel, underscore Raheel, or the Raheel and Dell shirt.
A man is about his brand, right, Raheel?
It's about the brand, man. Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas to you, Raheel.
Yeah.
What kind of Christmas are you going to have this week?
I just want to say it's great. We did the show for 2.5 years almost. And then one morning I wake up and he said, look, you know, it's been a great marriage, but my ex is back.
Ooh.
And Lance is here. So I had these shirts made. I had the John and Raheel shirts made, but now I have to get rid of them.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't have crap made. No, you just did that.
Scratch out
you
my
and
name.
You and Dell have been together for 3 weeks and you already got shirts out.
No.
You and I were together for 2.5 years. And what'd you do? At the underscore Raheel.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dell lays it down better. What can I say?
Well.
On air. On air. Mm-hmm. On air. On air.
Hey, you it's pipes. Land
pipes. Pipes.
Yep.
Man, this is awesome.
Isn't it great?
This is BS, by the way. David here brought his son, who's nationally ranked, I think, as a pitcher, as a hitter.
And
he has a ringer at a Christmas party. Who does that?
Right. His kid has won every event so far.
You guys are testing this kid.
Yeah. How about this? Is this not something?
This is awesome.
Raging Bull Tailgaters. Uberito showed. Uberito is here. Uberito. Get on over there to our tent, the ESPN 97.5 tent, and get your Uberito burrito. Get over there to Cobos Q and get the brisket. Have you tried it? It's excellent.
It's really good.
They're really good. Raging Bull Tailgaters. The really good thing is the punch.
It's delicious.
And the food, that too, the cracked chicken.
No sight from Stu yet?
No, we haven't seen Stu. He's too busy.
Stu's not going to find out about this until next
Stu's
year.
Stu's like, we're doing offensive line drills? I need to know what the hell's going on with Eli Manning. Okay?
Stu's going to read about this in the paper tomorrow.
So, that's a good...
He had a Christmas
He doesn't
party.
Have time to read the paper. That's why he needed us. He doesn't have time for that crap. So you got a business going. Tell people about it. Chance, this is Chance McClain.
Hey, guys.
From Chank, formerly here at,
at
Cal Media.
Yeah.
And now what you got where old people are telling their
All
stories.
All types of people. LegacyFilmCo.com. Yeah, I do personalized documentary films for people. Like, they tell their story, man. It's
So
amazing.
If you got somebody and you want to keep it for posterity, you put it together for them.
Totally.
And they'll be able to transfer. Now, next, like in a year, we're not going to have DVDs anymore.
Right, yeah.
We're just going to, like Princess Leia, we're just going to shoot it up, project
hologram it.
Everybody's going to just hologram from now on.
Right.
But you'll be able to transition that too, right?
Because
you're good at transitioning.
Yeah, we're good at that. Yeah, totally. Man, we just get these, sit down with somebody for a whole day, and we do a lot of research beforehand and get them to tell their story. You know, maybe 5 or 6 hours on tape, then we edit it down to a real movie, and,
and
people are blown the bleep
and
away.
And they're what, 45 minutes to somewhere in that neighborhood, an hour?
Different packages, anywhere from 30 minutes up to 2 hours or
oh,
more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some of them are long.
And you may have some interesting – now, if you have no one that's interesting in your family, don't do this. But if you have someone that's interesting in your family that you want to – you know, because my kids, they don't know my dad or mom, No, barely.
It's true.
But I would love to hear, for them to hear my dad's story, how his parents came over and all the stuff that he went through as a kid. Man.
I spend a lot of time with people between 80. The oldest lady I've done is 97. And I spend a ton of time with these guys, hearing about the 30s, the 40s. It's freaking amazing.
Yeah,
dude.
And the stories are great.
God,
huh?
They're amazing. Yeah. Even when somebody thinks it's really been a boring life. I worked in a factory for 50 years. Dude, you put it all down together, and it's awesome.
It would be, and you put the pictures in there and everything.
Pictures and music. And we do.
And the motion pictures.
Totally.
And the, right.
Yeah.
All of those.
Ken Burns style.
Yeah.
All that.
That's neat stuff. So what's the website?
LegacyFilmCo.com. LegacyFilmCo.com.
LegacyFilmCo.
No idea what my phone number is, by the way.
LegacyFilmCo.com. What about, Stu, he doesn't have the internet, so what does he do?
Stu, what you're going to want to do is
get out your Razor phone, take a picture of Grandma, and then talk about the picture, and come over. Okay, Stu. For those of you who weren't here yesterday,
I love it that with Stu. I love it that how you are just transfixed on how anti-tech he is. You get locked on.
I'm like you to him.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right. Right. I'm the one that's amazed at how anti-tech he is. When I go, hey, Chance, how do you get to this website? I don't even know. John, it's something you type in.com. Oh, okay. Good stuff. Well, congratulations. The business is doing great.
Yeah, we're gonna be working with you guys soon.
Okay. No hurry.
Yeah.
No hurry. I want you to succeed and hoard as much money as you possibly can while you can.
It's happening.
Hey, David Gow's pissed at me now because I said, don't give us your money. But listen.
No,
hoard the money.
I literally can't handle the – I'm slammed.
You can't handle it.
I'm waiting. If I get John Granato talking for me, what am I going to do?
It'd be too much.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, tens of people will hear it.
Hey, tens of people is good money.
It's good money. So LegacyFilmCo.com. LegacyFilmCo.com. Great stuff. Well, it's great to have you back out here, man. Frank just sent us some old stuff.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Great?
And some of the
Frank
old stuff.
Frank is the archivist now. That guy kept everything.
I know. He's got all the old stuff that's really, really good.
We need to do a documentary.
Surprisingly,
about
I didn't keep anything. Yeah. Surprisingly, I don't have anything.
You have nothing.
From anything, anytime ever. So, but Frank is he's the historian.
He is, totally.
He is. He's our historian, so that's good stuff. And someday, no one will watch that.
No, everybody will.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, Chance, we appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Chance McClain right here on ESPN 97.5, LegacyFilmCo.com. LegacyFilmCo.com. Great to see him. I want to talk right now. Listen, if you're looking for that golfer, how about my wife went there and got the Bushnell? We were already open presents because we're going to Louisiana. We won't be able to open presents. And today we're going to be all drunk. She was like, I think we should open presents on Thursday because we don't want to be drunk opening presents on Friday. I said, that's probably a pretty good idea, honey.
How about Chance? So the people at our original incarnation at 1560, one of them is a sideline reporter for the Texans. The other one hosts a sports talk show at another station. We got Frank, who does a ton of different stuff, including he's big in the wine game, because that's Frank's moves. Chance is sitting courts. Did you ask him about sitting courtside at the Rockets?
Oh, no.
He was right there by Olajuwon. I'm like, what are you doing sitting next to the Dream?
Do you ever see his Twitter? He's always on a private chat somewhere.
I know. I'm big time now.
He's always on a private chat.
I remember you were dressed up as a stormtrooper at one of our mug awards, and now you're sitting right next to the Dream. That was an unlikely career turn.
Oh, right. Well, his company, Legacy, is doing great things. Great,
you like that. You go interview people. It's kind of weird. This is like, okay, what we're going to do here is interview you so that when you die, you have all this information to pass down to your kids about your life. That's a great idea. It is a phenomenal idea. The person getting interviewed is like, well, this has to do with me dying? Yeah, but don't focus on the death part.
Let's talk about your life. You know,
no, we're just focusing on your life.
Hey, and we got to hurry because you're closing in on death. So make this quicker.
Hey, can we push this back to Thursday? I think Monday's good. Let's keep it Monday.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I can't push it back at all. Let's keep it now.
No, Monday. Monday's good. Dell said, hey, Lance, don't run away this time. You have to do a commercial during the break. Okay.
Oh, sorry, boss.
Try not to run away this time.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's barbecue and...
Yeah, I can tell. I can hear you eating it. I know there's barbecue because I can hear you eating it.
Yeah. Mm. No. He absolutely is. Look at this.
Remember that time that I had a bunch of potato chips on your show? Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah, that was great radio. I love this one. You're continuing that trend right now.
You know what I'm going to talk about right now?
Not right now.
Well,
you can talk about it later.
In just a second, because I want to talk about Edwin Watts.
Well, go ahead.
Like I said, my wife, she got me the Bushnell rangefinder, the nicest one that you could get.
Weren't
and I was
right
like,
next to them whenever we were at the old Kleins. Was that them or somebody else?
No, we're right next to them now. It's right at Yorktown and Westheimer.
Oh, yeah, it's just right down the street.
Yeah, right, Yorktown and Westheimer. That's where the Edwin Watts is. And it's awesome. Their friendly experts are ready to help you pick out the perfect gift for the golfer in your life. The number one rangefinder in golf is Bushnell. I just got one yesterday. The Pro X2, the Tour V4, and the V4 Shift Patriot Packs. And you can save $50 on the XL Watch, which is also a rangefinder. You want the TaylorMade's newest irons, P790s or MCGBs? Save $5 on the most complete tour ball as well, the TP5 and TP5X. Just $39.99 a dozen. Gift cards, this is probably the way to go. Because the golfer in your life, you don't know exactly what he wants. Just get him a gift card. And if you join the customer loyalty program, 2% back on all your golf purchases. Edwin Watts Golf this holiday season, 5395 Westheimer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee, helping golfers' holiday dreams come true since 1968.
Hey, guys, let me tell you about my friend Craig DeSurf. One of the reasons, a lot of you already know about what the Yukons look like or the Chevy Suburbans or, you know, Buick Enclave, these cars I talk about. You know what they look like. You know what they are. They're so well-built. They're unbelievable. So what's the difference? What's the difference between going to one dealership over another one? I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is the people who run the business, and that's why I stand with Craig DeSurf. Craig DeSurf has never done me wrong at any point during my life. He is a straight shooter. I know Jose Altuve gets his vehicle from Craig DeSurf. He goes out to Angleton because better selection, better prices, and, yeah, you can be the MVP and still want to get good prices on a pickup truck. But you don't have to be an MVP. You go out there and you're getting $10,000 off right now of a 2007 Texas Edition Chevy Silverado. I mean, that's what you should take advantage of. If you're looking for a Chevy Cruze, 25% off MSRP. If you're looking for great deals on leases or purchase, they have a better selection so you don't have to settle for a vehicle. You can get what you want. And the important thing is, they're going to get right to the lowest price possible for you because they don't want to waste your time. And if you want to do all the sales experience and all the shopping right there online at GulfCoast.net, they can even drive the vehicle out to you at GulfCoast.net. That's GulfCoast.net. You ask for Craig DeSurf. Even if you're dealing with a different salesperson, tell them that you want to talk to him. Tell them you're a friend of mine, and I promise you, you're going to get the red carpet treatment. Even if you despise me, you're still going to get the red carpet treatment. GulfCoast.net.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.